And here we are, 23 minutes to 5 o'clock on a Monday afternoon. And joining me in the studio right now, Luke Thompson is a professional surfer. Well, certainly he is the poster boy for O'Neill, who are behind the Bolito Pro this year. What a contest it's been so far. The first week generally is the kind of warm-up in a sense. The younger surfers and lots more, time to experience and experiment and generally get to grips with the world of surfing. But from this week, it's the real deal and the big guns are brought out and the top of the best are in the waves for the next couple of days. Luke, you rode your first pro last year as a wild card. How did that go?
It was a super fun time. I actually didn't expect to be in the event. I was just coming to surf in the pro juniors, and I got a wild card slot into the trials, and then I surfed through the trials and made it into the event and ended up having my first heat with one of my all-time heroes, South African surfer Jordy Smith. And managed to make it through that one and just kind of got on a lucky roll and actually ended up getting my best result in my life up to that point. Was 16th, equals 16th, which was a super awesome event. Yeah. Gave me a lot of confidence and yeah, I really enjoyed it.
And this year you're back, not as a wild card entrant, but because you did so well last year, you've actually cracked an invitation to join the main event, as they say.
Yes.
And how are you surfing this? I presume everyone is doing their best, but injuries and circumstance and mojo and all sorts of things come to play. How are you feeling at the moment?
I'm feeling good, you know. I'm enjoying this year. It's my first full year on the Challenger Series. Last year I only did two events as a wild card. So it's my first full year. I'm kind of just going in trying to gain experience and learn and enjoy the process. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to the event to start tomorrow. I'll surf my first heat and I'm excited. I've been feeling good. My body's feeling good. No injuries as of late, which is a good thing. And yeah, I'm just enjoying it and looking forward to it.
And I believe that there's been some excitement in the waves, in a sense that there were reports of a shark that came up in the middle of one of the heats last week. This is part of the surf, isn't it? I mean, a part of the territory that you live in and work in. Not something that particularly phases you, I'm sure, but it's a reality. What are some of the challenges, apart from the sharks in the water, what are some of the other challenges to the surfing fraternity?
Yeah, so I mean, the ocean, it's always changing. So at any given time, you kind of gotta be able to adapt. And depending on swell size, usually a swell size is a big factor in challenges. Here, Bolito in particular gets a lot of swell. It's a super open coast, so most swell directions kind of get in. And that can be a super challenging factor, is if there's a lot of swell in the water, then it adds to, you know, you can get hurt easily. You can get into tricky situations. If you break your board and break your leash, and then you got to be swimming, which can always be dangerous. But yeah, I mean, you're surfing against Mother Nature, so there's always a lot of different variables in the water. But I would say a big change in the conditions is usually the one to focus on, because that could lead to a lot of injuries or, like I said, breaking leashes, boards, whatsoever.
So now take us through the event going forward. You say tomorrow is your first ride, and then from tomorrow until Saturday or Sunday, depending on when the final actually happens, and that's going to be weather and wave dependent. What is the form up until then?
So they've surfed round one today and yesterday, and then round two was at the end of today, and they actually called it off due to tricky conditions. So tomorrow's looking quite good, so I think they'll run round two tomorrow. And then there's a big jack in the swell, so they'll kind of be assessing situations, and then on will kind of be playing round by round. You're just going through the flow of it. I think finals day will probably be around Saturday or Sunday, depending on what the conditions are. But until then, you kind of just got to keep flowing through, keep calm, take it heat by heat, and kind of just roll with it as it goes. You don't want to get too ahead of yourself. You kind of just want to get your your job at hand done. So I just want to focus on tomorrow and take it from there.
We'll be rooting for you all the way. And you've got a good sponsor, O'Neill. So I believe you're the poster boy. And that's very cool. How did you become a poster boy? So your ambition in life to become a poster boy for O'Neill?
Yeah, that's super cool. I definitely didn't expect it. If you told me 10 years ago that I'd be in this event, let alone being the poster boy of it, I definitely wouldn't have believed you. But yeah, I was super fortunate. The brand manager, Paul Canning, actually messaged me and asked me if I had any photos for the junior event poster. And I sent him a few, and he kind of, yeah, just went through them and said, okay, cool, you know, I'll get back to you. And then a month later or so, he sent me a photo and he said, oh, we actually came across this photo last year and we actually going to use you for the main event poster. And they explained to me their theme this year, which is all blue in terms of environmental safety. And he said that they were going to be using me. And I mean, I was quite over the moon. It's been super cool. Almost everywhere I go, I see the poster all around Bolito. And it's quite cool to see all my friends are telling me about it. Hey, I saw you there. So yeah, I mean, it's been super cool. I'm really enjoying it, and I like the pressure it gives me, being the poster boy for the event.
Living the life and enjoying it to the full. Lucky lad, fantastic. My special guest, Luke Thompson, he is a surfer that I think you've got to keep your eye on. He's a young South African with a huge future, and it's very, very cool to be chatting to you on the afternoon show. Thanks for joining me. Good luck. Or do they say good luck, or is there another surfing term?
No, yeah, good luck's the most common one, I think.
Not break a leg, that's all theatrical.
Yeah, that's definitely not the one.
Don't break a leg. Good luck, and we'll be keeping an eye on you in the waves, and have a fantastic pro.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
The afternoon show continues.